The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen.
Amen. תמרת זקנת יפה בצרה ולמשמת אברהם בן אסתר וחשבת נחם בגן עדן אמם תריזף אז במסתד לפרועה של המסר לבת רחל וגם לרפואה של מלכות הפצועים במלחמה אין לנפל עליהם לפרט הנפש ולפרט הגוף ולפרטם כנבל ובכיני לסוף ולמר אמן ולהצלחת חיילי סבא הגנה לישראל העומדים ומשמר ארצנו ועל אלוהינו שחש ברוך ייתן להם רחמים ועטרת נסחון ושלום וכל מילה דמיטב אמן. We begin today's Gemara on Yudalar Amud Bet, and we start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines on the bottom. Bifnei Bet Din. So we learned in the Mishnah that the Inyan of Nezikin, the laws of Nezikin are done in front of Bet Din. Bifnei Bet Din. So we don't know what those words mean. In context of what? So the Gemara says, "Perat is coming to school. The Mochen Nechasav veHarka Cholech leBet Din." It's coming to exclude a case. A person, let's say, owes money, damaged, and before he gets to Bet Din, he sells all his assets, and now when he gets to Bet Din, he doesn't have any assets. So the Gemara comes along and says, "Tell me why that he's exempt. That if he sold all his assets before he got to Bet Din, before they obligated him to pay, it's patur. So Perat the Mochen Nechasav veHarka Cholech leBet Din." So we learn from over here, Love, or Lava, a guy borrowed money, and he sold his assets. Is that so? Which means if I borrow money, and then the guy takes me to Bet Din to pay the money, I sell my assets. That's it, I don't have to pay? Of course not. We know that when I sell assets after I loan something, so the deen is that the stuff that I sold, the karka, let's say, there's a shermut on it. Doesn't matter if I sold. Once I borrow money, it's as if now I have a lien on any properties that are sold thereafter. So similarly, the Gemara wants to say, when you have Nizikin, they want to say it's like a loan. You owe the money now. So therefore, once you damage anything you sell subsequently, the lien is going to go on that. And therefore, it doesn't matter if you sold it before you got to Bet Din. The guy who buys is going to have to pay. The guy can take payment from that. So the Gemara, so what does Bet Din mean? When it says Bet Din, it's coming to say that you need an official Bet Din of Talmid Chachamim in order to take out money from somebody if they damage. As opposed to Bet Din, Hedyotot, it's three guys that normally, let's say, three Hedyotot is good for certain dinim, but it's not good for Nezikin. So it's like Bet Din, it's got to be an official Bet Din. Let's read Rashi. Let's read Rashi b'fnei Bet Din. Hachi mashma matnitin shave kis b'fnei Bet Din shiyu karka otav b'fnei Bet Din. The rest of his karka with him in Bet Din. Prat mochid nechasav v'chila ma'ot. He has no more money. He sold money. Uba lebet din she'en Bet Din nifra'in en lekohot. Shma mina b'tmiha. The Gemara has a question. V'ay kabbalah d'atem malveh v'tarif. The malveh is able to come and take money from the lekohot. אלא לאחי אתם מדיתים לבתין מומחין דנין דיני כנסות ולא בדין הדיוטות. Right, only a solid בדין of מומחין, of experts, make these judgments and not of הדיוטות. Comes the Gemara continues, על פי עדים. Okay, that was another line in the Mishnah. Need witnesses. פרט למודה בכנס ואחר כך באו עדים שהוא פטור. Very good. Which means, we have a general rule, if a person owes money, if it's a knas, a general rule is if a person admits the knas before he gets indicted, so he's patur. Modeh b'knas, ve'ahar kach ba'u edim, and then the witnesses come along and say, oh, the guy's guilty, too late, he He confessed already. That's in the case of its kenas. So the Gemara says, when it says edim, which means prat is coming to exclude if he was modeh before the edim came. Prat the modeh beknas fagach b'ho edim shupatul. Good. Rashi. Al pi edim. Last Rashi is there. Shiyaidu al nesik bebetin. Right? They got to come to the betin and testify. This guy damaged, and this is the damage over here. Shezer heziko. So Gemara says, "Hani ha leman dama bode beknas fakach ba oedim patur." That's good. According to the opinion that says that you're right. If a guy's mode beknas before he, the four witnesses get him, takes patur. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. You only pay al pi oedim when the oedim came first before his admission. Ela leman de amar. But according to the opinion, this is mode beknas fakach ba oedim hayav. There's one opinion that says it doesn't matter. Even if you're modeh b'knas and the witnesses come after, once the witnesses come, you're hayab. Ma'ika le'memar. So then what's the chadush of the Mishnah? Edim. So you have the sefa, it's the richede. The chadush is in the sefa. B'nei chorin u'b'nei berit. Which means when it comes along and says edim, that's not the chadush. Because really, whenever the edim come, you're going to be hayab. Whether you admit it first, or whether, even if you admit it first, then the edim showed up, you're always going to be hayab. The chiddush in the Mishnah is what type of edim are acceptable. And that it says at the end of the Mishnah. Bene chorin, they have to be free, as opposed to slaves. And bene berit, they have to be Jewish, as opposed to goyim. Bene chorin, the mi'ute avadim. Okay? As opposed to Eved Kanaanim. Bene berit, the mi'ute avdei kochavim. And bene berit, as opposed to goyim. Now, what do you have to tell me both? We have to tell me the me'ute, both these people. So the Gemara says, "V'siricha, tiyashmi'in an eved." If you would have just told me that an eved is not good for an eved, I would say, "Mishum de'en lo yachas or en lo yichus." As we said many times, eved kana'ani has no lineage. The Gemara compares them to hamor am adome la hamor. They have no lineage. So say, okay, now eved kana'ani, they have no lineage. We don't know who his father is even. You know, it's all confusion in his lineage. He's not a good eid. Aval nukhri, diyesh to yichus, emano. So maybe a goy that has lineage. We know his father, which is the Gemara in Kiddushin, lists the lineage of goyim. This one, the son of this one, the son of this one. So you should have some sort of lineage. Maybe I would think they're kosher for edim. Go another way. Diyashmi'ina nukhri, mishum do shayach b'mitzvot. Also, Nukhri, maybe he's not good at it because he has no connection to the mitzvot. Abar, Oved, or Eved, the Shiach b'mitzvot, Emano. And Eved is Shiach b'mitzvot. Eved Kanaani does mitzvot. At least like the mitzvot of a lady. The Gemara says, Siddiqa, that's what has to say both in the Mishnah. Ben Berit and Ben Chorim, both of them are not good for testifying for this situations over here. Okay, that is very good. Okay, the matter goes further. V'hanashim b'chlal ha-nezek. Ladies are part of the laws of nezekin. Meaning whether they damaged, they have to pay. Or whether they were damaged, they get paid. Don't think ladies are excluded in these laws of it. It's not only a man law. Ladies also are involved. So the Gemara says, b'hanemileh, how do you know? It's interesting. We don't take it pasut. So you need a pesukim to show me that ladies are included in the laws of nezekin. We would say, what do you mean? Of course ladies are included in the zikin. They're human beings, aren't they? Yeah, but you need pesukim. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chantana Deber Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kera, Ish O Isha, Ki Ya'asu Mikol Hatot, and then it says, Ha'adam, Hishva Ketuv Isha Le'ish, Lechol Onshin Shebat Torah. This pesuk over here is talking about a person, let's say, they gave money to watch, and then he was kofir. I don't know. I don't know where the money is over there, right? And then he swore falsely. So the deen is he has to bring a kapara. He has to bring a korban asham. So you see what? She's equal. It says ish or isha. When it comes to the onshin of the Torah, a lady and a man equal, which means if she's kofir in money and she makes a swear falsely, she too has to bring a korban. That's what the pasuk is coming along to say. They get punished also. So therefore, they're equal to everything. Well, therefore, they included in the zikir also. You see, isha, isha, no difference. So Gemara says, the bear be in the Azatara. The bear Azatara is a different source. ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם. These are the laws that you will place in front of them. השווה כתוב אישה לאיש לכל דינין שבתורה. Right? אשר תשים לפניהם. לפניהם is משמע, in front of all כלי ישראל, men and ladies. So you see what? All monetary laws, that's the parasha בשפטים, his men and ladies are equal. דבי חזקיה ורבי יוסי גליטה, and a third source. אמר קרא, והמית איש או אישה. What's our point over here? That's why you have a shor mu'ad. A shor that's already accustomed to goring. And what happened? It killed a man. A human being. What type of human being? Ish or isha. And what does the Torah say? He's got to pay. You got to pay kofir. The owner of the shor has to pay a kofir. That's a payment to the inheritors of the deceased. Whether it's a man or whether it's a lady. Also, what do you see? Hishvah katuv isha le'ish l'chon mita shebat Torah. So here the Gemara goes even further, which means anything that has to do with a person getting killed, a lady's equal, meaning the shor killed a lady, the guy has to pay kofir. If somebody killed a lady, regular man, he'd be hayav mita. So you see, when it comes to mitot, men and ladies are equal. So therefore, the same thing in nizikin as well. So basically, we have three pesukim to show you ladies are equivalent to all the laws in the Torah. Pasuk number one is the case of where a person is kofir b'mamon. It's ish or isha. Kofir b'mamon, and you made a shivu'ah, and you were caught that you have the money, you got to bring a korban asham. Second pasuk, ve'ela mishpitim eshetasim lefnehem. Third pasuk is talking about the shor mu'ad, ve'emit ish or isha. So all three pesukim are teaching the same concept. Ladies are equal to the men in all those. But what do you need three pesukim for? You need all three. Yashmi'inan kamaita. If you told me the first pasuk of a lady that's kofir mamon, that's just doing a korban. Kapara. I see, maybe in that case the Torah was lenient on her. That what? It'll give an opportunity to get kapara. Because when a person swears falsely, you need kapara. You need to bring a korban. Mm-hmm. You know what? Even though you're a lady, but we can have mercy on you, and we'll let you atone for the sin that you did by bringing a korban. Aval dinin. But maybe when it comes to the laws, the business laws, and things like that, which is in Mishpatim, maybe I would say, ish debar masa umatan in. A man that's involved in business and transactions, the laws of business apply to him. Isha, no. Maybe a lady, no. When it comes to kapara, I'll give a lady just a kapara. But in all the laws of Mishpatim, which is business law, she's not in business. Or maybe, meaning it doesn't apply to her, that she doesn't owe you, you won't owe her, it's not her damages and not damages. Maybe those things don't apply. So the Gemara says, V'yashmina dinim, if it only told me ela mishpatim, I would say, ki eki deteve la chiyuta. I would say, in order that she should have life, that's why she's part of the situation. Meaning, if a lady's not going to be part of the laws of business, nobody will do business with her. Because everybody knows, don't get involved with her. If she doesn't pay, she's off the hook. If she damages, she's off the hook. She's going to starve to death. So I said, okay, that case over there of dinim, you got to get her involved over there just so people will transact with her, so she should have a life. However, about kapara, maybe when it comes to the first pasuk of kapara, by a person that denies the money and swears, ish devar mitzvah in, isha de la bat mitzvah la. Maybe the only one that brings a korban is a man. He's involved in the mitzvot. But a lady that's not involved in the mitzvot, maybe she'd be petura. That's why it has to say that pasuk as well. So each one has a reason. Korbanot, the reason is because she's we want to give her kapara. Why shouldn't she get kapara? Dinim, because why? To give her life. If you only told me the first two, meaning Ela Mishpatim and the first one of Shivu'ah, ha'acha mishum kapara ha'acha mishum chayuta. Each one has the reasons. Korbanot, why not? We want to give her kapara. Right. In the case of dinim, otherwise no one's going to transact with her. However, aval le'inyan katala, but let's say for killing somebody, which means if a man kills a lady, you want to kill the man now for that? I would say maybe איש דבר מצווה לשלם כופר, אישה לא. Right? I would say, listen, a man that pays kofar, which means if somebody kills a man, a shor kills a man, you got to pay kofar. It's okay, so you see a man is hashuv. But maybe a lady, that if you didn't pay kofar, so therefore maybe you don't pay kofar for a lady, and therefore if you kill the lady also, you won't die. That's why I say, no, ve'emit ish o isha. That you need the third person to say, no, lady's involved in kofar. And then just like she's meaning, if a shor kills a lady, gotta pay kofar. Similarly, if you kill a lady, there's a chayuv mitah. Oh, v'yashmi inan kofar. If I just would have told me the kofar pasuk, mishum dika ibud neshama. So, okay, over there, the reason why I'll include ladies, because that's a very serious thing here.
Person.
A person was lost. Ibud neshama. Meaning, okay, that's very strict. A man, a short killed a lady. Okay, there was death. And then I'll say, you know what? Men and ladies are equal in this over here. But Shaykh in the first Pesukim, where it's got nothing to do with death, I would say maybe ladies are not included. So bottom line, the Gemara is concluding, ladies are involved, whether it's in the case of Shivua, whether it's in all the Dinim, whether it's in Kofed, Nizikin, ladies are included in all the laws of Nizikin. Meaning a lady that damages, she pays. A lady that was damaged gets paid. Finished. They're included. Don't think not. Okay. Comes the Gemara continues. Three pesukim. Hanizak v'mazik b'tashlumin. Okay. Now this is it's part of the Mishnah. Who pays when they damage? No. Who pays? The mazik. But the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said both involved in payment. The Nizak and the Mazik are involved collectively in the payment for the Zikin. Well, I don't understand what that means. I know the Mazik is involved. How's the Nizak involved? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Itmar. Now we get to a very famous piece in the Gemara. We learned till now, but we just said it. We didn't go into it. Tam. Tam by a shor. What's Tam? He goes the first three times. Kedin. Kedin is special. What makes it special? First three times you only pay Hatzi Nezik. Where do they get this Hatzi Nezik from? How do you look at it? There's two ways to look at it. Is Hatzi Nezik Mamon or is Hatzi Nezik Knas? I'll speak out both options. Mamon means, well, this is what you have to pay. It's monetary. It's compensation. Now we have to understand how can it be compensation? Well, you damaged 200 worth, you're only paying 100 worth, but the 100 is compensation. Or do you look at Hatzi Nezik as a knas? Which means, really, if I look at it as a knas, the pshat is, really, you owe nothing to what this animal did. But the Torah is penalizing you, I not pay 100. If I say it's mamon, the way we look at it is, you know what, really, you should pay the full 200. I mean, you know, we're going to go easy on you, and we'll give you a break. Pay 100, but pay 100. So there's two ways of looking at it. It's a big nafkamina if you say it's a knas or it's a mamon. Because we have a rule, modeh b'knas, patur. And if a person admits knas before the witnesses come, he's off the hook. So if a guy comes along and says, by the way, he comes to Beit, he wants to Beit, by the way, Rabotai, my shor gored for the first time, and it gored this animal over here. All of a sudden, witnesses went to Beit, we saw it. Sorry, he's off the hook, he was modeh ready. But if you say it's mamon, there's no such thing as modeh b'mamon. When the witnesses come, they just confirm what the guy said. So let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Itman, palgan nizka. That's hatzi nezik. The papa amar mamona. Ravuna bered Rav Yoshua amar kenasa. Rav papa amar mamona. What's the logic of saying that it's mamon? Kasavar. Stam shivarim la vechizkat shimur kaiman. A regular shore needs to be watched. A regular shore is wild, so to speak. It needs to be protected. And therefore, when your shore were not engored, you're guilty. You didn't, even the first time, by the way. And therefore, what? Ubedin, hu deba'il shilume kule. Really? You should pay full damages. Because you were negligent, you should have watched your shore. Verahmanau dehas ale. The Torah was lenient on you, Ta'akati lo iya'ed ture. All right, listen, it's the first time. It wasn't yet, three times yet. Even though you're guilty because you should have watched it. So therefore, pay, but pay half. But the payment is compensation. Ravuna bered Rav Yehoshua amar, no, kenasa. Kasabar stam shivarim behezkat shimur kaime. That really, shivarim don't gore. Really, they're protected from this. Really, they don't do it. It's abnormal. It's not their way. Ubedinu denolish shalem klav. It's unexpected. Hey, when it gored, who should have anticipated this? And therefore, really, according to the Torah law, it's out of the ordinary damage that was not anticipated. You shouldn't have to pay anything. But you know what? Torah said, we're going to penalize you. Pay half damages. Why? Because we want you to watch the shorter. Otherwise, what? You're going to pay nothing. People will be negligent. Not so much the shivarim at all. Good. So that's the two ways of looking. Is it ragil or not? If you say it's ragil to be nogayach, to gore, you hayav, and you should have watched it. If you say, no, it's really not so ragil. So really, you shouldn't have to pay anything. Because, what do you want from me? I didn't anticipate it. Still, kanas. So Gemara now says, Tanan. This is a machloket. The Gemara has to bring proofs. Who's right? It's machloket. We have to bring who's right. So the Gemara for the next till the Mishnah is going to bring the ayot this way, that way. Tanan, our Mishnah, Hanizak v'Mazik b'Tashlumin. Oh, that's where we started. Both the Mazik and the Nizak are involved in payment. How? B'Shtamal Leman Damar Pagan Es Kamamuna Haynu D'Shayach Nizak b'Tashlumin. Very good. If I say the $100 that I'm paying you is compensation. Now I understand what the Mishnah meant. The Nizak is part of the payment. He's giving up something. Because really, he was deserving 200. But what? To have mercy on him, that he only gets 100. So it's like he shared in the payment here. He sacrificed 100 of his payment. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah says. Mazik v'Nizak v'Tashlumin. Understand that? Mazik, I paid 100. And the Nizak, and it's like the Nizak also paid 100. He sacrificed 100 from what was deserving to him. So therefore, that makes sense. If you say Palgan is Kaz Mamon, Amishnah makes sense. Ela Lemanda Mar Palgan is Kaknasa. But if he says Knasa, Hashta Delav Dida Shakil. He's getting something that really it's not his at all. He's supposed to get nothing. Betashlumin. Ite. What do you say? He's paying? He's paying nothing. The 100 that you're getting is profit. So you can't say you're sharing in the payment. You were supposed to get nothing. So therefore we have an ayah from our Mishnah that Palga Niska is a Mamon. Lo tzerich, and I'll tell you the case. Ela lefhat nevela. We learned fhat nevela. What's fhat nevela? Guy damaged the shore. Shore was worth 200. Went down to 100. By the way, it goes down to 100, let's say. How much you owe? 100. Okay, by the time they got to the betin, the shor went down a little more now. Went down to 50. Oh, so now the guy comes along and says, hey, the damage over here, my shor was 200 now, went down to 50, so therefore he wants more money. Right? It was more damages over here. It was originally 200. Right? So now he damaged right away, went down to 100. So how much would the mazik have to pay at that point? 100. Now what happened? Pahat nebeda. Now it went down even more. It went down to, let's say, 50. So now he wants more compensation. So now he wants more than 100 now. So now the deen is pahat nebeda, mizak loses. Why? Because we said you should have sold it immediately. You wait until it deteriorated more, you're not going to get compensated according to what it is at the time of Ha'amada Bedin. You get compensated according to what it was at the time of the damage. So who's taking that loss? The Nizak. Oh, that's what the Mishnah meant. When it said that the Mazik and the Nizak are involved in the payment, yeah, the Mazik makes the payment, and the Nizak also shares in the payment if he waits until Bedin. And the thing deteriorated, so therefore he shared in the payment. He takes that loss. That's what it means. So Gemara says, Pat nevela atane l'resha. What are you talking about? Pat nevela, we learned already. That's written in the beginning, in the Mishnah. It said what? Tashlume nezek. It says tashlume nezek. Melamed sheba'alim mitaplim benevela. We learned earlier that what? Who gets the nevela? The owner. The dead animal, the carcass, who does it belong to? The nizak. So we explained over there that it's his responsibility, and therefore the payment is made according to the time of the damage, and if it deteriorated more, he doesn't get more money. So what do you tell me this Mishnah over? This Mishnah, when it says, Hamazik va nizak, that's coming to tell me, Pat nevela, we learned already. Hada betam behada bemuad. Hey, there's two types of goring, by the way. There's a tam goring and a muad goring. And I need one mishnah to tell me that in the tam goring, pat nevela is the nizak's loss. And muad goring, it's the nizak's loss. I need both. What do you need both for? Mitzericha. I'll tell you, I need both. Di ashmi inan tam. I'll tell you, you know why tam? Mishum de akati lo iyaid. You know what? Listen. Tam, the animal's not a muad yet. So it's the first three times. You know what? I'm going to give the advantage to the mazik. And say, you know what? You only have to pay according to which at the time of the damage. If it deteriorates further, you'll be off the hook. Because it's only a tam. However, I would have said, about mu'ad, emalo. But maybe if it was a mu'ad, it's the third time. Maybe I'll say, you know what? Mazik disadvantage. And therefore, you got to pay. If it deteriorates more, the damage goes on you. That's why I had to say mu'ad as well. Because I would have thought only tam. That's why I said mu'ad. V'yashmi'in an mu'ad. So just tell me mu'ad. No mishum. They come mishalem kule. I said, oh, Mu'ad, how much is he paying? Full. Mu'ad pays full damages. So I would say, maybe when you're paying full damage, we'll give you a break that you don't have to pay the deterioration. Aval tam, emalo. But tam, anyway, you're only paying half. So maybe I'll say that you have to pay the deterioration as well. That's why that's siricha. That's what I have to say, both. So therefore, again, we have a machloket, whether it's Palganitzka's Mamon or not. We tried to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Oh, Mazik Nizak. Must be Mamona. No, that's coming to Pat Nebena. Pat Nebena, I know that already. No, one is for Tam, and one is for Mu'ad. Continues to try to prove who's right. Is Palganitzka Mamon, or is Palganitzka Knas? Tashema. Not been Tam Ne Mu'ad. A simple question. What's the difference between a tam and a mu'ad? Shatam mishalem hatsi nezek. Good. Migufo. Let's review that law. What's hatsi nezek migufo? You don't pay more than the worth of the animal that damaged. Okay. The mazik has an animal, right? The animal damaged. Now, they tell, okay, they work it out. Hatsi nezek, you're 100. Okay, but my animal, my whole animal that did the damaging is only worth 50. Take my animal, finished. I don't have to pay you more than the goof of the animal that damaged. Mm-hmm. As opposed to saying, you know what, your animal's worth 50. Okay, you owe me 50 more. Take 50 from the bank and give me $50 more. No, hatsi nezek megufo. Good? That's one difference. Again, shatam mishalem hatsi nezek megufo. Mu'ad mishalem nezek shalem min aliyah. When it comes to mu'ad, yeah, your animal's worth 50, go to the bank and pay me back another $150 to make the full payment. That's one difference between tam and mu'ad. Now, Gemara says, "Ve'im ita." Oh, if you're telling me that what? That it's knas, that tam is knas. Litni namiha tam enu mishalem al pi atzmo, mu'ad mishalem al pi atzmo. You'd give me another difference. Because if you say it's a knas, that means what? You won't mishalem if you admit. Correct? So tell me, tam, if you admit it, you won't pay. Because modeh b'knas shepatur. And mu'ad, if you admit it, you still have to pay because it's mamon. Again, if you're telling me the differences between tam and mu'ad, why don't you tell me the difference that this is knas and this is mamon? Ela, must be it's not a difference. Must be they're both mamon. Simple proof. Kabbalah says, no. Tana v'shiyir. Tana didn't write you every difference. The Tana left that one out, but it's a difference. This is knas, this is mu'ad. Now, we know the rule on Tanav Shiyer. What's the rule? You have to leave something else out. So Gemara says, Mai Shiyer, Dai Shiyer. What else did you leave out? Very simple. Shiyer Hatsi Kofir. Okay, let's go. A rule. A guy has a shore. Shows Mu'ad. Mu'ad kills. What's the deen? That's a big kofir. What's kofir? compensation, has to pay to the inheritors of the deceased. Has to pay money. Okay, let's say a tam killed. There's no such thing as hatzi kofir. Even though it's hatzi rezik, if he damaged, there's no hatzi kofir. Also, you see already the Tana left out certain differences. It should have said, ma bin tam lemuad, shatam mishalem kofir. And there's no such thing as hatzi kofir by a tam, which you, it left out that difference. So just like it left out that difference, it left out the difference between knas and mamon. Like that difference was left out. So Gemara says, "Shiur hatzi kofir. Im mishum hatzi kofir, lav shiurahu." Oh, if that's your item that you left out, that's not a shiur. Why? Hamani Rabbi Yosef Gililihi, the Amar tam mishalem hatzi kofir. He has a tam pays kofir. Oh, you pay hatzi, but you pay it. So there was not a difference, which means that's already we know. This pays nezik, this pays hatzi nezik. It's included in the first item that you told me. So then what? You didn't leave anything over. Oh, so there's no shiur. Oh, there's no shiur. So therefore must be what? That hatsi nezik must be mamon. Because otherwise you would have said, this is nezik, this is mamon, this is knas. And the fact that you didn't tell me that difference, so therefore must be it is mamon. And don't tell me v'shiyir. Because there's nothing else that it was mishayir. Comes Gemara and says, okay, period. No proof. Tashema. You have no proof. Which means, I tried to bring you an ayah to tell me that Hatsi Nezik is Mamon. So Hatsi Nezik is Mamon. Hatsi Nezik is Knas. Why didn't it tell me the difference? Why didn't it tell me the difference? Therefore, I can tell me that it is Mamon. So I tried to say, no, maybe tell him a Shiit. I pushed away the proof. You have no explicit proof. I tried to bring a ra'aya as an explicit ra'aya. No, it's not mukah. I can tell you, you know, the lav davka. It's not a ra'aya bifrut that says hatzi nezik is kras hatzi nezik. I'm deducing it from something that said. Kabz Gemaran says, Tashema. Okay, here's another case. What's the story? Himit shori et peloni. What did the guy do? He admits. Comes to Betin. He says, by the way, Rabotai, my shor killed this guy. He admits it. Or shoro shel ploni. Or he admits, my ox killed this guy's shor. Hare ze mishalem al pi atzmo. Here you go. Now you're talking. He pays on his own admission. So what do you see? Who pays on his own admission? Only if you say it's mamon. Because on knas, you don't pay on your own admission. Now, we don't know what type of damage is this. Is this a tam or a mu'ad? So the Gemara says, my lav betam. Oh, and it says what he pays on his own admission. Therefore, must be it is mamon. Again, does knas pay on his own admission? No, mode beknas patur. So if it says this, like that guy comes to Betin, hey, I did it. So twice I pay. Also, must be it's mamon. And must be we're talking about a tam. Who says we're talking about a tam? The Gemara says, no, b'mu'ad. We're talking about a mu'ad. That's what mu'ad is. Everybody agrees mu'ad is mamon. Therefore, if you admit, you have to pay. Tam, my. So what do you want to say if this case was a tam? Ha'akin amed de'in mishalim al pi atzmo? Oh, you want to tell me, but only a mu'ad you pay al pi atzmo. But a tam, no? Yache. And the tani sefer, it says the sefer of this statement. Hemit shori et avdo shel ploni. Oh. Same case he came to Betin. My shor killed your Eved. Or that Eved. Now what's the law of a shor that kills an Eved Kanani? The law is he has to pay a knas of 30 shekalim. When an Eved gets killed by somebody's shor, he has to pay 30. En mishalem al pi atzmo. Why? Because it's knas. Oh, so that bright that brought me two cases. The Resha was a muad. Guy comes to Betin, my shor killed this guy, or gored this shor. What's the deen? He's got to pay, even though he admitted, because it's mu'ad. And what's the case he's going to be? Patur? If he comes along and admits that his shor killed an Eved, that's more deb b'knas, because the 30 of the Eved is a knas. It's patur. What did you have to jump to Eved for? Kibra says, liflog velitni bedide. Keep it in the regular case of mu'ad and tam. What did you got to jump to Eved and say? Bamidivarim amurim b'mu'ad. Aval betam Eno meshalem al pi atzmo. Which means if you're holding that tam is really a knas, wouldn't you have to jump the case of Eved to give me a case of knas? Keep it in tam and muad. Bimuad eno meshalem al pi ken meshalem al pi atzmo. And in the tam, eno meshalem. Would you have to jump to Eved? You're looking for a case of knas, right? You had to go so far to Eved. If tam is a knas, just say simple. A guy comes on, the short gore three times. Yeah? He comes to Beit Din. Rabotai, you should know, my short is a mu'ad, and it gored somebody. What's the deen? But I admit it. Okay, you admit it. Mamon. Good. But, if he, if he came in and said, my short gored for the first time, with only the tam, he's be off the hook. No, I'll give you the case where he's off the hook. When he comes in and says, my short gored, for the third time, and he killed an Eved. What did you get up to Eved for? So far away. Oh, so therefore, must be that Tam is really also considered Mamon. We're in the Mu'ad zone. This bite is not discussing Tams at all. You're right, Tam is also a Knas, by the way. But in Mu'ads, I want to give me a case where you have a Mu'ad that's a Knas. I'll give you a case. Where a short gored three times, killed three times, and then the fourth time killed an Eved. That's a Knas, by the way. Even though he's a Mu'ad. Because killing an Eved at 30 shekalim is a Knas. So therefore, we're in Mu'ad. But not to say that Tam is also a Knas. Tam is also a Knas. Tashema. So we're not really proving it. We're not proving it. Every time we try to bring a proof, we're Dohe. Deflecting. Tashema. Zeaklal. Listen to this nice rule over here. Koda mishlem yoter al ma shehizik. There's a rule here. Anytime you're going to pay more than you damaged, anytime there's a payment of more than you damaged, eno mishlem al pi atzmo. You don't pay it on your own admission. That's called the knas. I'll give you an example. Give me a case where you would pay more than you have to. Let's say, the case right now. The shor killed the Eved. Okay? The Eved that died is only worth 10 shekel. What does the Torah say? You got to pay 30. Oh, so I only killed the Eved that's worth 10. So any time there's a payment that's paid, even more than the damage done, that would be called a knas. Hence, if he would be modeh on it, he would be patur. So the Gemara says, my love, ha-pachot mimashizik mishalim. Oh, stop making diyukim now. Only if you pay more than the damage, it's a knas. Mashma, less than the damage, is not a knas. Tam is what? Less than the damage. Oh, so make a diuk that it's mamon. Only when it's more is it called a knas. Kibbutz says, no. Ha kemash hezik mishalim. All this making to tell you, when you pay more, is a knas. But if you pay what you owe, that's called mamon. Not to make a diuk, if you pay less, that's called mamon. Less also is considered a knas. Aval pachot mai hachaname de lo meshalem. What? Why tell me that paying less also is considered a knas? Iyache adetani zeakal kol meshalem yoter amash yezik eno meshalem al pi atzmo litni zeakal kol she eno meshalem kemo she yezik demash ma pachot umash ma yoter. Why did you only tell me if you pay more than you're supposed to is knas? You should have just said if you don't pay what you owe, that's knas. Then I would make a diuk, whether it's more or less. What is, if you tell me that less is also a knas, so then why did you tell me, now I'm going to give you definition of what a knas is. You know what a knas is? Whenever you pay more than you have to. And what's the diuk? But if you pay what you have to, that's considered already mamon. Oh, but you're also agreeing that less also is a knas. So why confuse me with a language only when you pay more? Even when you pay less, also is considered a knas. So, unless also knas. So just say, whenever you're not paying what you damage, is a knas. So give us, you know what? Tiyufta. You got me. Strong question. Can't answer that question. And therefore, you know what? Since that's such a strong question, must be that it is mamun. That means only when you pay more, that's knas, but payment or less must be mamon. Because if less was considered knas, it would have said it in a very clear language. Anytime you're paying not what you damage. And therefore I could make more or less. for the fact that you committed only to more, must be less than one. And see you later, to yuftah, you're broken, proof positive, and there's nothing you can answer on me. Okay. Now the Gemara shocks us. Vilcheta palga nizka kenasa. Gemara, you know what the halakha l'maaseh? It's knas. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta v'hilcheta? You just refuted it. You gave it to Yufta that it doesn't make sense. Then you come along in the next breath and you say, Hilcheta? In?
Yeah.
Ta'ama mai havya Tiyufta? Why was it a question? Mishum de lo ketani kemoshi hezik. Because you should have said, anytime you don't pay what you damaged. Lo psikale. I didn't want to say that. You know why? Kevan diika chatzi nezik serorot. Dilcheta gemili la de mamonahu. Mishumahaki lo ketani. There's one case where you pay less than you damage, but it's mamon. There's one case. Chatzi nezik serorot. Remember we learned the case where the animal's walking, and the Rabbi Halakha Moshe said, he kicked, and the rock went and damaged. He only pays chatzi nezik. That's Halakha Moshe Mishinai. But that Hatsi Nezik is Mamon. So therefore, we didn't want you to get confused, because if we would have said, any time you don't pay what you damage, it's a Knas, you would have thought that Hatsi Nezik Tzirorot is a Knas, and it's not. So therefore, we didn't want to get involved with that statement of it, because it's not conclusive. You're right. Tam is also a Knas, by the way. A regular shore that gores first three times, Knas! Also, why don't you tell me in the statement? Tell me, any time you don't pay what your damage is, it's not so. Because there's one case where you're paying less, and it's really, I'm on the but I have to shied away from that statement, so you won't make a mistake by Hatsi Nezik. Tzirorot. Oh, the hashta de amart, palga niska kenasa. Oh, now you tell me that it's kenasa. Now we give you one case. Hay kalba. The dog. The dog ate a sheep. Or vishunra de achlata negola. Or a cat ate a chicken. Mishunehu. That's mishuneh. That's strange. Let's talk about what's Kerin's properties. It's not normal. So any damage that's not normal, that's not a normal damage, that's like Kerin. A dog eating a sheep is not considered a normal item for it to do, and a cat eating a chicken. Oh, ve'lo magbinam bebabel. We have a law. In Babel, the courts did not have a power to judge kenasot. Kenas cases were only able to be judged in Eretz Yisrael, because you had judges that were called simuchim. Mamon, you could judge in Babel. But if it's kenas, we have a rule. Oh, so therefore, since you're telling me now that Hatsi Nezik is a Knas, now put it halakha l'maaseh. They're going to go to Bavel Betin. Rabbi, this guy's dog ate my sheep. No, I'm sorry, we can't help you. What do you mean? The damage is over there. It's Knas over here. We go to Israel. What can I help you? Okay? Now, that's only talking about where the sheep was a big sheep. Then it's not normal for a dog to devour a big sheep. Abad bezutre. But if it's a small little sheep, that's considered normal, meaning it's expected. That's what's considered regular, and they have to pay. Now, the itafis lo mafkinan mineh. Oh, what does the itafis lo mafkinan mineh mean? If the nizak grabbed payment, we don't take it out of his hand. Beit Din cannot make the ruling, but if the guy grabbed the money on his own, lo mafkinan mineh. Oh, okay, that's the law. He told him again. Now, the im amar, but if he told the betin, the nizak, kiv'u li zimna, de'azlinan le'ar'ad Yisrael. I want an appointment for a betin in Israel.
Send me time.
Make an appointment for me in Israel, betin. Kav'inan le. You set him a time. V'lo azil, and after Mazik says, I'm not going to Israel now. Mishamtinan le. Beit Din and Bavir puts the guy in Haydn. So you have a right to ask for an invitation or hazmanat, an appointment for an Israeli Beit Din, and Bavir will do that for you. And Adam Mazik says, I'm not going to Israel. I'm not going to Israel, then you're in contempt of court. Ubenkach, ubenkach. Regardless,
Listen, we might not be able to make you pay a knas in Bavel, but one thing's for sure, get rid of that wild dog. We're not letting you have a wild dog now that's eating people's sheep. Huh? But you see, I'm off the hook, I don't have to pay. Yeah. But you know what? Until you get rid of that dog, you're in Hidden. Why? Mid Rabbi Natan. How do you know a person not allowed to have a wild, dangerous dog in his house? You're not allowed to have a ladder that's not a firm ladder with the rungs of the ladder are weak. And somebody was going to climb up the ladder and he's going to fall. But you, how do you know you're not allowed to have dangerous things in your house? Do not put things in your house that can cause death. Not that seem to mean. And therefore, you have a wild dog. We might not be able to make you pay the knas, but one thing's for sure, get rid of that dog. And until you get rid of that dog, Baruch Adonai, Amen.